USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court agreed to decide whether the Trump administration acted lawfully when it canceled the program that provided legal protections and work permits to undocumented immigrants who came to the United States as children. A ruling on the case may not come, though, until early next year. Police in Salt Lake City say missing 23-year-old Mackenzie Lewick was kidnapped and murdered, and prosecutors are bringing charges against a suspect who's now in custody. Police Chief Mike Brown describes what it was like calling Lewick's parents.
This is one of the most difficult phone calls I've ever made, as both Greg and his wife, Diana, were devastated and heartbroken by this news.
The police chief only identified the suspect once, and this was the person that was labeled as a person of interest in the case. Police are investigating if anyone else was involved. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
The Supreme Court has announced they will take up the controversial issue known as DACA. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The issue is over the administration's attempt to dismantle the program that impacts almost 700,000 immigrants called Dreamers who entered the U.S. illegally as children or came with families that overstayed their visas. Mr. Trump ended the DACA program in 2017, prompting several protests, including litigation that involved three federal districts and two appeals courts that blocked the attempt to dismantle the program, while one district court ruled in Mr. Trump's favor. The program remains in effect until at least June of next year.
Georgia is now being sued over its new abortion law. The law bans an abortion once a fetal heartbeat can be detected, which can occur as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy. The ACLU, Planned Parenthood, and the Center for Reproductive Rights all have filed a lawsuit challenging the law, requesting a judge prevent the law from taking effect, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
During the Democratic presidential debate, one of the topics of discussion was the economy and what each of the candidates would do to change the economy, in their opinion, for the better. Now, the Green New Deal does also play a role in things, and Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz tells Fox News' Hannity the Green New Deal would not be good for Texas.
70% of Americans say the economy's doing well. Why do you guys think we should change it? And not a one of the Democrats had an answer. We've got, you know this, Sean, and your viewers know this, we've got the lowest unemployment in 50 years. We have the lowest African-American unemployment ever recorded, the lowest Hispanic unemployment ever recorded. And what they're proposing, the Green New Deal would cost $93 trillion. Now, it's hard sometimes to understand
Millions, billions, trillion, or billion, or million.
Let me put that in perspective. $93 trillion is more money than the federal government has spent in the entire history of the United States of America going back to George Washington. It would mean about $65,000 per family in America per year.
The next Democratic debates are set for Detroit, Michigan, July 30th and 31st. Today is C for Cubbies. That was according to Sesame Street's Cookie Monster just before he sang Take Me Out to the Ball Game last night at Wrigley Field during the seventh inning stretch. The video went viral of Cookie Monster singing, which it's available on YouTube if you'd like to take a look. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.